here to give you a quick briefing on WAC 220-20-135, which establishes the combined guide license. Some background on that is that this was requested by the Senate, or excuse me, by the legislature in 2015 to establish a combined guide license to save the stakeholders some money. It was requested by them. And what we have done is we basically have looked at all of the fees that are involved with the current structures that the guides are paying today, and tried to come up with a proposed fee that would be create some sort of savings to them. Briefly, is what we did is we took the existing food fish guide and the game fish guides and looked at the regional fishery funds, which collectively issues collectively for residents. They pay about $470. And to save the guides some money, what we did is we reduced the application fee portion of the process by $35. As you might not be aware, there is an application fee on all of our commercial licenses. And that application fee is used to recover the cost of issuing licenses, commercial licenses, to the industry. With that, we expect that possibly we would lose maybe about $18,000 a biennium, not a significant amount. Obviously, $18,000 is a lot of money, but in the scheme of $100 to $200 million, it's not gonna hurt us. There is a new WAC that you have in your packet that basically speaks to the application fee being included in these fees, and also that we are not touching the regional fishery fund. That money will still go into the appropriate fund there for the same amount that's directed by the legislature. So I'm here to just ask for your adoption if it's favorable to the public and address any questions. Okay. Thank you.
I'll make a motion to move to adopt WAC 220-20-135. Motion's been made. Do I have a second?
Second's
been made. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same side. Motion carries.